Phoenix Audio presents
Cat in an Indigo Mood by Carol Nelson Douglas. Prologue. The best thing about dreaming is that you do not know you're doing it until you wake up screaming. I do not exactly wake up screaming, but all four of my limbs are thrashing to beat the band. Actually, to beat the band of baddies, I am fleeing down the endless alleys of dreamland. I can still feel the breath of the hounds from hell that are on my tail. I lie there on the bed, whiskers still twitching. The pads of my feet are damp with distress. I rub the sleep from my eyes, but still I see alien shapes in the familiar bedroom landscape. The images return in the slow-motion crawl of dawning recall. I am back in the eternal alleyway, alone, on the lam. The wet streets are patent leather slick and reflect whole constellations of light. Nine relentless Havana Browns are on my tail, leaping from rooftop to rooftop, fanning out on liquid asphalt streets. Lean, athletic dudes in licorice brown cat suits. Ninjas with nine lives. Then I see it, a light in the window. I leap for one or the other, the light or the window or both. Before I spot the figure also in the window, a masked lady in lavender brown, dilly-dilly. She extends eight blood ruby-red claws, all wearing shiny, fresh, curare coral nail enamel. Then I wake up, my legs still pumping. By the pricking of my lamentably non-opposable thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Like stars, cyberspace only really came out at night. That's what Max Kinsella thought anyway. 9 to 5 were not its prime time working hours.